V'achar kach, after Yaakov Avinu succeeded in getting the brachas, all of this wealth and everything from his father Yitzchak, kishenichnas Esav im hamatamim, when Esav entered, bringing the food that he had prepared for Yitzchak Avinu, oz vayecherad Yitzchak charodo gedoylo ad moed. The Torah tells us that Yitzchak Avinu was trembling in an incredible way. When Esav walked in, Yitzchak Avinu was trembling. Why? Shenichnas imoi gehenem. Because the Gemara says that when Esav walked in, when Yaakov Avinu walked in, Yitzchak Avinu smelled the smell, the aroma of Gan Eden. He said, Re'ei reach b'ni k'reach ha-soda asher berchei Hashem. The smell that I smell on you is like the smell of paradise, Gan Eden. When Esav Lahavdil walked in, Yitzchak Avinu saw Gehenem, Rachmona Litzlan. Ve'oz hiskim Yitzchak midaitoi al habrochoi sheberach es Yaakov. And that's when Yitzchak Avinu confirmed that even though it looked like he was tricked into giving the brachas to Yaakov Avinu, he was very, very happy that it worked out that way. Ve'omar, as we find, Yitzchak Avinu said to Esav, I don't know what happened. Somebody came in here and he presented himself like you and I gave him the blessing. And then Yitzchak Avinu added these words, V'omar gam boruch yihyeh, and let him also be blessed. So Yitzchak Avinu made it perfectly clear that it's not that he tricked me and I don't want him to have the blessing. Yitzchak Avinu added these words, gam boruch yihyeh, and may he also be blessed. Ki oz noidaloi horishus v'hasheker shel Esav. Because when Esav walked in at that point and Yitzchak Avinu smelled Gehenem, that's when Yitzchak Avinu realized completely what a game Esav had been playing with him till now. And he realized the full level of evil and falseness of Esav. Shekol limudoi hoyo rak sheloi lishmo levad b'sheker gomor. That all of Esav's questions, all of his Torah questions and all of his learning was pure sheloi lishmo, was all definitely for the wrong intentions with complete falseness. Al kein bevadai magin kol birchas ashiros liakoy. Therefore Yitzchak Avinu affirmed that, of course, the blessings are due to Yaakov Avinu. Gam boruch yihyeh. Aval Esav bocha v'tzoak harbe. However, we find an incredible thing. This murderer, this hunter, this adulterer bursts into tears and he cries and screams. Ad shepoal, to the point where he was able to accomplish, to achieve sheberchoi, that Yitzchak Avinu was forced to give him a blessing also. V'alcharbecho sichye, you will live by the sword. V'sochicho tavoi, you will be subservient to your brother. Ki Esav harosho b'chinas ha-samach mem, because the wicked Esav, who represents the Soton, the Sitra Achra, and here we find Rav Nosson Zal writes in parentheses, look at these words. Shemislabesh bechol bnei odom she'enom hagunim. The Samach Mem who cloaks himself in all people who are unworthy. Ubifrat especially b'haloimdim v'hatalmidei chachamim she'enom koroi. Especially in the learners, the people who are learning Gemara and Halacha, and the Talmidei Chachomim, not just regular learners, stars, people who become major, major Talmidei Chachomim in Gemara, in Halacha, but She'enam Koroi, but they're not worthy of the Torah. They don't behave like Talmidei Chachomim. Their goals are not to serve Hashem and please Hashem. Their goals are to have the title, to have everybody look up to them and respect them. They'll have honor, they'll have money. That's their goal. Sheshom koruch beyoiser. That's where the Satan, those are the ones who the Satan goes after the most. Those are the ones whom he clings to the strongest. Kemoishom rabbi senozal, as our rabbis tell us. The Gemara darshans on the pasuk, Higdil Hashem lasa im ele, Higdil Hashem lasa simonu, that the Yetzer Hara doesn't go to the Goyim, he goes to the Jews. He doesn't go to the regular Jews, he goes to the religious Jews. He doesn't go to the religious Jews, he goes to the Talmid Chachamim. Those are the ones whom he's really after. Those are his main clients, his most important clients. So therefore, Esav hoyoloyos adayin koyach litzoy kulakatrig. Esav was not yet defeated. Even though Yaakov Avinu succeeded in getting all of those beautiful brachas from Yitzhak Avinu, Esav was not yet defeated. Esav still had the ability to scream and to oppose. Ki oz adayin lo nizbarer pegomim anal. Because all the different pegomim of the Eitz Hadas and everything had not yet been corrected. There was still bad stuff in the air. There was still negative energy around, Rachmon al-Islam. Ad sheyovoi Moshiach. Until, because the pegomim will not be completely fixed until Moshiach comes. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara tells us, Ein halacha brura u'mishna brura b'mokim echad. K'may sham Rabbi Senesam. This is why today, unfortunately, we do not have total clarity in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Even the greatest rabbis, even the good rabbis, struggle tremendously to sort out the truth and the proper halacha within the Torah Shebaal Peh. Because we're in a place where things, the pigam of the Eitz Hadas has not yet been corrected totally. And this affects the Torah Shebaal Peh in a big way. V'yalkein, and therefore, Vayizak Z'oko Gedoyla Umara. The Torah tells us that Esav screamed a great bitter scream. Ad Shepoal Sheberchoi, to the point where he succeeded in getting Yitzchak Avinu to bless him. V'yalchar b'chotichya, you will live by the sword. Ki cherev Bechinas Gevurois, Bechinas Din, Hakoshe Shebesmoel, because the sword represents Gevura, harshness, the major severe din of the left side. Shekolz man she'ein mizbara limura Torah koroi, because so long as the study of Torah, and especially Torah Shebaal Peh, has not been perfected completely, v'haloimdim choylkim al tzadikei emes, and there are people who study Torah Shebaal Peh who oppose the true tzaddik, yesh koyach chas v'sholom lecharboi shel Esav lisgaber. As long as that's going on, Esav still has power with his sword. Our enemies, the goyim, still have the power to oppose us and to threaten us and to challenge us and to murder us, Rachmona Litzlon. Aval afal pikein. However, despite that, even though Esav was still around, and even though Yitzchak Avinu had to give him some blessing to a degree, Aval afal pikein, Omar loy, despite that, Yitzchak Avinu said to him, Ves ochicho tavoid, but you will be subservient to your brother. Meaning, listen carefully, every word here is so important, because he's describing to us what Klal Yisrael is going through and why. Meaning, that kolzman she'ein ha-pegam godol b'yoyser, so long as things are not terrible regarding people opposing the true tzaddik, adayin muchroch Esav lihiyos nichna liyakov, then Esav still has to be subservient to a degree to Yaakov Avinu, to the Jewish people. Bechinas ves ochicho tavoid, as Yitzchak Avinu said to him, you will serve your brother. Rak sheyesh loy koyach lichyos becharboy neged shar ha'umos. However, so then where is Esav using his sword? If he can't use it against the Jews, who is he using it against? The answer is against the other nations. Aval loy neged Yisroel shem b'nei Yaakov. However, not against the Jewish people who are the b'nei Yaakov. Ki Yaakov bevadai yesh loy shnei ha'koychos. Because Yaakov Avinu certainly has both powers. Hein bepiv, hein becherev, shubachina smoil. The power of the mouth, the koil Yaakov, and the yodayim yedei Esav. We saw before that Yaakov Avinu had that also. Ki gam hakoyach shel asmoil bechinas cherev, hakoil nimshach mimenu kanal. Because even the forces of the left side, even the powers of the left side, the sword, also comes from Yaakov Avinu, from the true tzaddik. Because we showed earlier, the true tzaddik has both. He has the right side, and he also has a connection to the left side. Rak, however, v'hoyo kasher torid, if Yaakov Avinu, if the Jewish people fall, if they decide to go downstairs, oz uforakto uloy me'al tzavorecha, then Yitzchak Avinu said to Esav, you can remove his yoke from your neck. You can remove the authority, the power that Yaakov Avinu has over you. You can get rid of it. Sheze merames al hagolus hamar ha'achroin hazeh. Rav Nosson Zal says this is describing, this is hinting to us, the long, bitter exile that we're going through today. Shehu b'chinas golus Esav hu Edoim, which is referred to as the golus of Esav, Edoim. Hainu. What does this mean? Kasher torid, when they will go down, meaning kishetiskaber, when the forces of the sitrachro will become so powerful, ad sheteired lo'oimek hayerido shenofal hashom hu ashiru shel Yisrael, to the point where the Jews will go down, all the way down, oimek hayerido, where we find Shenofal Hashem Hashiras Yisrael, we know that the wealth of the Jewish people has gone down, all the way down, down, down in Golus. Shenim Shach Mismoil, this wealth that comes from the left side, it's an amazing coincidence. I started a shiur 2-3 days ago with a young man here in my neighborhood in Sichoy Saran, Rabbi Nachman's wisdom. Last night, now there's 14 hours ago, 15 hours ago, we learned paragraph 3 in Sichoy Saran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that nowadays it's extremely difficult for religious Jews to have money, especially serious money. Very, very difficult. Because the Pasuk says in Eicha that from the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, from the time that the Jews are in exile, the Pasuk says, Vatered Peloim. The holiness, the Shekhinah, the holiness, the goodness has gone downstairs, all the way down into the dumps, into the filth. And Rabbeinu Zal says the word peloim means in a wondrous way, like all the way, big time. Rabbeinu Zal says the word peloim is also the letters alofim. The thousands have gone downstairs, the wealth. And Rabbeinu Zal there speaks especially about liquid assets, has gone all the way down into the hands of the Sitrachra, into the hands of the Tumah. And that's what makes it extremely difficult for a really religious people to have wealth. And even Rabbeinu Zal says that even if they do have money, but they don't have anything like what the Goyim have. They don't have the millions, billions that we find by the Sitrachra, in the hands of the Sitrachra today. And this is exactly what Rav Nosson Zal is referring to here. He says that Yitzchak Avinu said there, V'hoyo kasher torid, when things are going to go bad, when things are going to go sour, kishetizgaber, when the sitrachro will become so strong, at sheteired lo'oimek hayerido shenofa, to the point where they'll go all the way down to the place where the ashiras of the Jewish people has fallen. This wealth, it comes from the left side. How? This will be the result of it. This will be the damage, the tremendous damage that's done by these learned people opposing the true tzaddik. This is one of the things that they cause. They cause the left side because they're veering towards the left, because they're learning Torah Shaloi Lishmo. And their limud of Loi Lishmo is what gives them the power to open up a filthy mouth and insult the true tzaddik and his followers, etc., etc. So Rav Nosson Zal says that causes this tremendous, the sitrachra to become so strong to the point where the ashiras of the Jews falls all the way down. Al yidei zeh vatered peloim. This brings about that pasuk in Eicha where it says vatered peloim shehu bechinas ma sheho alofim shehim bechinas hu ashiras. This means that the thousands, which is the wealth, alluding to the wealth, yordu peloim, have gone all the way down, way, way down, in incredibly far down. Komayshekosuv besichosov hagdoshim, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sichos Saran paragraph 3, which I just learned with this friend yesterday. Vaydeze biatzmoi Yelecha Redio Umemsholom. And this, at this kind of behavior, when people will be choylek against the true tzaddik, and they'll cause the wealth of the Jewish people to go all the way down into the depths of the Sitra Achra, through this, Esav will have power. Memshola, Radia. Kasher Torid, the word Torid means to go down. The word Torid also is Miloshin Radia, a thought, kingdom. That this is what will give Esav kingdom and power. Oz uforakto uloi meatsavarecha. Then you, Esav, will be able to discard the authority of Yaakov over you. Shetucha limshoel gam negdom. You'll be able to rule even against the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, even over the Jewish people.